matter of.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week, where we bring you one player or baseball-associated, Mets-associated person that is warming our hearts this week over at A Pod of Their Own. This week, our Mensch of the Week is Kodai Senga. As we record this, he just made his first start of the year, and it went really well. It was rocky at first, but he really settled down and pitched a fantastic game. The ghost fork was working. All of his strikeouts came on the ghost fork. He had the ghost fork glove that we have referenced on this podcast, that Linda referenced during his spring games. He had the ghost fork glove, which was going viral all over Twitter, along with his pitching ninja gifts of the ghost fork. And it was just like happy. It was great. We love Kodai Senga. We're very excited to have him on the Mets.
Well, and he just seems like such a nice human being. Like when they said, you know, when they took him out of the game, everybody was so happy for him. Like they were all waiting for him. They were all excited for him. So like the vibes were off the charts. When Marte made the nice play behind him, he waited for Marte to give him a high five. And, you know, clearly the nerves got to him in the beginning, but, you know, that's to be expected. And he said, you know, he was going to call everybody to make sure they were all awake so they would watch him play, because I think the game started at 2:30 in Japan. So, you know, he's just been such a fun signing, and he's an easy guy to root for. And I was so happy that it went well for him. I'm so scared that it would go sideways, but you know, all credit to him. He bore down and limited the damage and then looked really, really good for the rest of the day.
He said that on the topic of the nerves getting to him, he said that his legs felt like a ghost.
There was a pitching ninja overlay of the fastball and the ghost fork, which highlights what a ridiculous pitch that is. And, you know, I mean, I know eventually it'll get scouted and everyone will adjust, but that's a fun one to watch. I'm enjoying that.
I enjoy all the ghost gifts too. Like it just adds an extra bonus. It's just fun. And all the ghost puns.
Yeah. And it's like, I feel like every time, you know, it reminds me of Edwin Diaz with Narco last year. Like yes. Every time he came in, we would post like trumpet emojis. Like everyone would post trumpet emojis. And now with Kodai Senga, it's the ghost emoji, with sometimes accompanied with the trident emoji. So it's like it's like very much a thing that like the whole internet gets excited about, which is really cool. I just love it. And the way he just says, "Let's go Mets."
It's so adorable. I just want to give him a hug.
Like peak Mensch of the Week status is like dudes who love to be on the Mets. And Kodai Senga is definitely a dude who loves to be on the Mets. And that makes me so happy.
Gare had a good quote when, on his first strikeout, he said the ghost made Gurriel's bat disappear.
Yes.
And oh, and his reaction to the pitch clock violation.
Oh, yeah, that was so funny. That was so funny. I forget which Marlins player it was, but someone, we had our first, at least in a Mets game, we had our first like strikeout because of a pitch clock violation. And Kodai Senga did like an ooh face in the dugout. And it was really funny. And of course, like there's going to be a million memes made out of it. He's just like so expressive and so fun. And like I just love guys who clearly just love playing baseball. They just love being out there.
Yeah.
They love playing.
Purity of spirit.
Yeah, it really is. It's like he joins Francisco Lindor and Eduardo Escobar and Pete Alonso and Brandon Nimmo as among like the happiest dudes on the team. They're just like so thrilled to be here all the time. And that's energy we love to see. And going back to Linda's point about like the guys high-fiving him in the dugout, like it, Gary even made a point about it on the broadcast. So like, this is clearly, or it might not have been Gary. I think it might've been Keith actually, said like, this is clearly a team who really likes each other.
Yeah.
Which was cool. It's just cool to see.
Good vibes.
Well, and also Gary talked about it too, about how much he's had to adjust to. There's the language barrier, the ball. They use a different ball than in Japan because then it was hurting his finger in spring training. And then now he's also got to deal with the pitch clock, which he never had to deal with before. So that's a lot all at once to deal with. And he handled it very, very well at his first, along with making your major league debut. It's a lot. And, you know, all credit to him. He pushed through that rocky first inning and put in a really nice day.
And I also loved how in his post game comments, he also shouted out Francisco Lindor for supporting him and making him feel welcome. And so I feel like Francisco Lindor gets like an honorable mention in this Mensch of the Week as like the supporting cast for Kodai Senga. It just makes me feel more and more like, I mean, I made a tweet in the aftermath of it, like put a C on Lindor's chest. Like it's time. Like he is the captain of this team. Like it is. He is the David Wright successor. Like he is the franchise cornerstone. Pete Alonso should be too. Extend Pete Alonso should also be a franchise cornerstone. But I feel like Francisco Lindor is like the heart and soul leader of this team. And it showed in the fact that Kodai Senga said specifically that Lindor had like helped him calm down in this first start and like find his groove.
And Diaz has given Lindor credit in the past too.
Exactly. So that's just like really good to see. Another thing I thought was interesting that was kind of revealed during the broadcast that they were speaking of like adjustments that he's making is that they talked to Jeremy Hefner about Senga, and another adjustment that's sort of being made is like a cultural adjustment in the sense that Japanese culture is very hierarchical and you kind of just like listen to your coaches. Like the players don't really have any input in like their, you know, development really. They just like do what the coaches tell them to do. And Hefner was like told Kodai Senga, like, we take a different approach here and like we want you to have like more agency over like your game and what you're doing here. Which I think is really it's cool that they had that conversation that like Senga can adjust and really sort of take the reins when he's on the mound. So that's kind of cool too.
And it's those things you don't think about either. But I think having well-established pitchers in the rotation will probably eventually really help him too, and they can help give him guidance. Because even Peterson's credited Verlander already, so I feel like Scherzer and Verlander are at least two guys to have around to help him navigate everything now.
Yeah, just like the experience of being a major league pitcher.
Yeah.
And
David Peterson, I think, said that, was it Verlander? I think it was Verlander told him, like, your slider's really good, like, throw that more. And I'm like, yes, we have been saying.
Well, when Drew Smith said Verlander told him, stop messing around, just throw your fastball.
I want to hire Verlander to, like, come to my house and be like, just put away your dishes and they will get clean and then you will have your favorites again. Like, there to just point, tell Justin. Them what to do. Like, just do this thing and it'll be fine. That's what I need.
Good point, Justin. Thanks.
Thank you. I didn't think of it that way. Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, Justin Verlander is a guy who I first see, like, I could see him being a good pitching coach someday after he's no longer a player.
Yeah.
But
I wouldn't say that about every good pitcher. Like,
no,
I wouldn't say that about Jacob DeGrom. Sorry.
No.
Definitely not.
Definitely has that other thing going on, that those vibes.
We love Jake and we harbor no ill will towards Jake, but he's not the coaching type. But I feel like Verlander and Scherzer actually both are that type. Scherzer is very professorial in his approach to pitching, and like very much open to like teaching guys. Like we saw it last year, how like every single like every single start was like one of the young guys started was like they gathered around Max and like he would show them things. So I hope that Sangha can like become a part of that. And, you know, learn from the veterans, even though he himself has been pitching for many years, just not in Major League Baseball. But yeah, it's just I love watching him, and he's such an easy player to root for. And I think he's going to become a fan favorite very, very quickly. Yeah. So Kodai Senga, Mensch of the Week this week. You can find the rest of our wonderful podcasts at homerunapplesauce.com. You can support our Patreon at you can't. You can go to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. Very good, Allison. Good work.
You got it. Nailed it.
Nailed it. Please support our work. You can subscribe to Home Run Applesauce wherever you get your podcasts from. Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, search Home Run Applesauce. You can find our shows all in one feed right there. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on Twitter and Instagram at HR Applesauce. You can follow this show on Twitter at A Pod of Their Own. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I am at Petit PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Surovich.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in podcasts.